Well, identity theft is not only an American problem. Other countries, especially those in Europe, take a very different approach to matters of privacy. Day-to-Day's Eric Weiner reports.
Europeans have followed the news of identity theft involving ChoicePoint and other American firms with interest, perhaps a touch of schadenfreude, but that's about it.
You'd never have a ChoicePoint. You couldn't have a ChoicePoint operating in Europe. It wouldn't happen.
That's Simon Davies, director of Privacy International, a watchdog group based in London. European credit rating companies, he says, are kept on a much tighter leash than their American counterparts. They can collect less data, so there's less to be stolen. And Europeans have no single number, like our social security number, that unlocks a treasure trove of data. If problems do arise, many European countries have privacy commissioners who investigate complaints. But Simon Davies says the main reason why Europeans have, for the most part, avoided an epidemic of identity theft is the attitudes of ordinary people.
Here you'll find routinely as you go into stores in London or Munich, you'll discover people over the counter arguing about why they should hand over their information and actually bluntly refusing to hand it over. And that's partly because they understand that once they've handed it over, it could be at risk of theft. It could leak. The information could be stolen.
By comparison, says Larry Poneman, a privacy consultant, Americans are often quick to share personal information with complete strangers.
We see this time and again where the consumer says, hey, how did you get my social security number, or how did you get information about my children, And the reality is you gave it to them. You know, you didn't ask the question, why are you collecting this data, whether it's on a website or over the telephone?
Poneman says there are strong historic reasons for these different attitudes towards privacy. Europeans remember how the Nazis used census data to round up Jews during World War II, and later how the Soviet bloc countries of Eastern Europe kept tabs on their citizens. As a result, Europe today has among the strictest laws protecting personal data. Again, Larry Poneman.
This problem, the issues that we're dealing with today, I think the Europeans solved it a long time ago. And I think part of it is the recency of World War II and being a victim of that.
But U.S. officials defend the American approach to privacy issues, an approach that relies more on corporate compliance and less on government regulation. Commerce Department official Patricia Sefcik argues that information is like oxygen. Cut it off entirely and businesses die.
You need the cross-border flow of information for global countries. We want to ensure there's no barriers in place, not just for our economy here, but for all of the economies and countries around the world.
And besides, computer security experts say it's impossible to fence off regions of the world. Internet scams and other high-tech forms of identity theft are global problems. Oliver Friedrichs is manager with the security firm Semantics Security Response.
It's extremely difficult to filter emails and internet-based content in general based on geography. So these types of threats are certainly not specific to any particular country, and phishing is just one of them.
Phishing, spelled with a PH, is where criminals pose online as legitimate banks, tricking people into revealing their account numbers and passwords. It's fairly common in this country and has recently spread to Japan. The British are also worried about identity theft, but of a more low-tech variety.
Do you know how easy it would be for me to impersonate you? Well, let me tell you, it's frighteningly easy.
This British commercial features a well-known comedian, Alistair McGowan. He's dressed in black leather coat and gloves and is seen rifling through a trash can outside a large house. A few weeks later, the British tabloid The Daily Mirror rifled through his trash can and stole his identity. Privacy advocate Simon Davies.
It was something of an embarrassment for him, having fronted these adverts about identity theft, to discover that his identity, in fact, was in a garbage bag outside his front door.
Proving, says Davies, that no place these days is completely immune to identity theft, not even Fortress Europe. Eric Weiner, NPR News.